From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting Russia takes aim at new U.S. sanctions. Russia has reacted strongly to President Donald Trump's decision to sign into law a measure sanctioning Moscow for its Ukraine policy and alleged meddling in last year's U.S. election, a charge it has denied. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev warned it ends hopes of improving bilateral relations. He also called it a declaration of economic war on his country. Vasily Nebenzia, Russia's new U.N. ambassador, still hoped relations with Washington might turn for the better.
But we will be working in conditions that exist and in the hope that it will turn one day. But those who invented this bill, if they were thinking that they might change our policy, they were wrong, as history many times proved. They should have known better that we do not bend or do not break.
White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked if Mr. Trump believes Russia interfered in the election.
The president's already said that himself at the press conference in Poland.
He may have been involved
as well, but he doesn't dispute the fact that Russia was, and he said that in Poland at the press conference.
She said the president signed the measure in the interest of national unity, despite what she called significant flaws and unconstitutional provisions limiting his authority over foreign policy. Thousands in Guinea took to the streets Wednesday in anti-government protests, including opposition leader Selu Dalin Diallo. He called the turnout a massive success, saying protesters are fed up with the government of President Alpha Conde, including the crackdown on dissent, and they are demanding an end to impunity. They also called for the running of delayed local elections. This